Joining us now, it is Bruce Jenkins of the San Francisco Chronicle. Bruce, how are you?
Good, Marty. How's it going?
Well, very well. I miss you here. We should be sitting together behind home plate saying, we're heading back in a week.
Yeah, a week isn't enough, especially with this long spring training. You feel like you're getting kind of out of touch with the team and all the little battles that are going on. But we're glad you're there, Marty.
Well, this time of year, people get released, and Bobby Evans was just on. I don't know if you heard any of it, but the Giants are pretty good about this. They let people get out of their deals, so it gives them enough time to try to hook on with somebody else. Every day you're going to see somebody within the major leagues, like Sean Figgins, people like that, getting released. It's part of the rights of the end of spring.
Yeah, and I think, the good teams that have any compassion at all will do it at this stage. They won't wait till the very end. When it's clear that the guy's not going to make the team, why wait? Why not give the guy a chance to hook up with somebody else? Because you never know. It doesn't sound like they're interested in Figgins, but you have to figure like somebody will. He'd be a good example.
Well, this is the time of year, Bruce, and I know the Chronicle's got a wonderful baseball section coming out. Henry Schulman is going to join us tomorrow to talk about it, but I think it's midweek, and you're part of it. What I like about it, I like the predictions and the little scoop on each team. Do you like doing that?
I really like doing the previews of the teams and how they look. I don't really like to do predictions. It kind of, not that anybody even remembers them 2 days later.
It's true.
There's probably somebody in his basement who keeps track of everybody and sends them emails of how wrong you were. But it kind of clouds the way you look at the season. You want your predictions to be right. I don't mind so much in baseball because it's such a long season. Like if you're predicting like an NBA playoff series and you're looking at it in all the wrong ways because you want to be right, you don't want to go 0-for-8 or whatever. I like the process of examining the teams more than actually picking the races.
Yeah, I agree with you. I look for the formula: starting pitching, defense, and some speed and power. And I also look for what I call the if factor. This guy does that, if this guy does that, if you got too many ifs, it's not going to happen.
How about the Yankees for ifs?
Yeah, no, true. No, that's a great point.
If anybody can play, they might be good.
Yeah, if Granderson comes back, if Teixeira comes back, if Pettitte does this. Jeter, he's another one.
Yeah.
Hey, WBC, you were there. You and I haven't talked since you're being there for the games. What was it like?
Well, I was really happy with the crowds at AT&T. It would have been quite an embarrassment if they'd had barren, stands. The middle game was, I think, 27,000. It actually looked like less. But the first semifinal and the final were in the 30s. It looked like the 30s. The lower stands were packed. The bleachers were packed. And there was all kinds of, nice, pleasant commotion in the stands. People chanting, and they had little bands would strike up and playing these little makeshift instruments and horns and flags and which I think is great for that setting. It was just very different. The atmosphere was good. I think San Francisco staked a good claim, along with Miami, to host this thing in the future.
Hanley Ramirez got injured, and I know this is the one fear of people playing in something like this. Is that enough to kind of put a damper on this thing?
Well, it has a massive damper when it comes to the U.S. Anyway, and other teams as well. You're never going to get rid of the fear of injury, or you're never going to be able to get a guy who's not 100% to go out there and play. You're never going to get managers and general managers to feel great about their guys playing. So, but it is, this is going to come up in 2017, especially if the Hanley Ramirez situation winds up tormenting the Dodgers all season. And it could really, I don't know if it could ruin their season, but it could have a very negative effect. If he just never gets right, they don't know if he's at short or third and they're weak elsewhere. It could be a big problem for them. And somebody's going to say, hey, listen, look what happened to the Dodgers in 2017. And, Teixeira got hurt in batting practice for WBC. His wrist was probably ready to go anyway, but it did happen in that setting. And David Wright as well. So, these are the examples that are going to come up, and I'm sure it's going to be a big factor in choosing and probably limiting the teams, especially from the U.S.
How did the fans, and our San Francisco fans, they're good baseball fans, how did the fans react to the WBC? Was it in the park? Was it like a playoff atmosphere? What was it really like?
Well, in the park, I think it was good. I wouldn't say it was a playoff atmosphere for the for the Giants fans. But I was really happy to see how many people who came out there who didn't, you know, they weren't participating in the chanting or the dancing. They were just people who wanted to see good international baseball. And, you know, I don't think they were completely out of their mind in terms of partisanship. They were just sitting back and enjoying something that was a little more meaningful than spring training, and it was right here in their backyard, and it's a chance to go to the park. And really, you know, I saw a lot of fans, I knew some of them personally, who were just, you know, studying some of these guys that they haven't seen and that they will be seeing more of during the season.
Well, you know, I want to change subjects with you just a little bit. You know, in baseball, when you put someone in the game who may be not the greatest fielder in the world, you say the ball will find that person, right?
Yeah,
you know that, right?
It always does, yeah.
Well, medically, something seems to find Pablo Sandoval.
I know.
You know what I mean? It's
yeah.
just, it's uncanny all of a sudden. We were joking about the hamate bones, and now he's got a loose body in the elbow. It just seems whenever anything goes wrong, the spotlight goes on this guy.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. And, you know, the injuries that he's getting are I wouldn't think, have anything to do with his weight. I mean, it's not like his ankles
right.
are swollen or some such thing, or he's putting too much weight on his lower body. And it's really disturbing and unfortunate. And it just makes you wonder about the longevity of this guy. I mean, he's quite willing to play through pain, and he wants to play every day, no matter where he is and what country he's in. But after a while, you just wonder how many games you're going to get out of him. And it's a real concern for them, but not so much in terms of putting Arias at third, because that would work fairly well on a short-term basis. You lose a lot of power, but he's a good ball player. But, you know, the bench, I'm sure you've been talking about that the last 2 days, gets even weaker once he gets in there. And you're really strapped in the late innings. You know, we're using a lot of pinch hitters, an 8-7 game in the top of the 10th, and what do you really have? So that's a big part of the concern, I think.
Yeah, I think so. Nick Noonan is here. You know, the bench is just not one of those benches you get excited about, but Nick Noonan's here, and they're taking care of their minor league kids and giving them a shot.
Which is great. I think that's great. I mean, I'd like to see Figueroa make the team also. I mean, there's been a lot of talk about these guys. Figueroa's has had a knee injury that really, really bothered him. He's like a different player now that he could push off that back leg. But Noonan's been a guy that you hear about year after year, and you kind of follow his progress. It hasn't been quite what they like, but he's a good defensive player. He's got some character, and he hit a home run was yesterday. And you know, who knows? I mean, maybe this is his time. I mean, all of a sudden, Connor Gillespie looks like he's going to make the White Sox. So, you know, guys, maybe Charlie Culberson will make the Rockies, you know. But, you know, he's a guy that they like. They like his makeup, and maybe he'll respond to this.
Well, interesting. Boy, you know, Bruce, it's a nice sunny day here, and this is it, this weekend and the Bay Bridge Series, and, boy, here we go. Isn't it amazing?
Yeah, I tell you, I'm really ready for the regular season. It somehow it doesn't seem as long, at least not at this point, as I thought it would, but maybe the WBC was part of that. I don't know about anybody else, but I watched every game. I just did. Some of them on tape. They're in the middle of the night, but I thought that was a really nice diversion and a real sort of different look at the game in this time of year when you're waiting for spring training. But I think, you know, the Giants are pretty much ready to go. The rotation is ready to go, which is the best possible news. There's some other issues at left field and the Sandoval thing, but you know, the fact that their rotation's ready to go, I think that's what would get a fan jacked up more than anything.
Yeah, you know, as we look at this, and Bobby was just here, Bobby Evans, what would you like to see out of Lincecum today?
Oh, I don't know. I'd like to see him throw 75% strikes.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah, that's all I would want. And I, you know, given the fact that he doesn't have any kind of drop off in velocity, I want to see some pop in the fastball. But I'd like to see him locate almost all the fastballs. You know, the breaking pitches, maybe they're not quite where they want to be. But when he throws the fastball and he needs a strike, I'd like to see him do it even more than 75% of the time.
Yeah, I agree with you. Just throw some fastball. Bobby said, you know, just pitch to contact, but throw your fastball.
Yeah. That's going to be the key for him, and the closer we get to the regular season, the more these games do mean a little bit. You know, the Giants and A's today, there's a tiny edge to that. So
I want to see Cespedes.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, I love watching this guy hit. I really do.
Oh, yeah. I'd walk a couple miles and then pay my way in to see that guy.
And let me tell you something. These teams meet four times.
Yeah.
You know, a Monday through Thursday in Interleague, and, you know the pitching matchups, and two in Oakland, two in San Francisco. I'm anxious to see the A's and see what they look like today.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be great. I mean, it's been a long time, really, in the whole history of the two teams being out here. It's very rare that the two of them come off such great seasons. I mean,
yeah,
the A's had one of the great, you know, unlikely sort of Cinderella seasons the game has seen in the last 50 years. And then the Giants win their second out of 3 years. So it's an especially good matchup.
As Mel Allen would say, how about that? How about that? All right, Bruce, have a good afternoon. I look forward to chatting with you tomorrow.
You got it, Marty. Talk to you.
All right, a pleasure. Boy, I love talking ball with Bruce Jenkins right here.